Hey everyone, David here. Severance is back. The Lorehounds are partnering with Properly Howard to bring you in-depth weekly coverage of season 2. Join me, John, Anthony, and Steve as we unpack every twist, theory, and revelation. We've created a dedicated feed just for our Severance coverage. Simply search for Severance Lorehounds in your podcast app, or find the direct link in our link tree. Our weekly episodes dig deep into the show's mysteries, themes, and bigger questions about identity and consciousness that make Severance so compelling. Season Pass and regular community subscribers get ad-free access to our weekly episodes, plus exclusive content like our Supply Closet bonus series, featuring fascinating conversations with experts like the team from Nevermind the Music. We've explored the neuroscience of memory and personality, decoded the hidden meanings in the show's musical themes, and there's much more to come. You'll also get Steve and Anthony's complete season 1 rewatch series. We believe in total transparency with our listeners. And unlike mammalians nurturable, we're happy to share all of our secrets. Find the link for the Severance feed in the show notes below, or search Severance Lorehounds wherever you get your podcasts. Come theorize with us about what's really happening at Lumen.
And remember, the episode you think you're about to hear is merely a reflection of the episode that thinks it's about to be heard.
Hey everybody, Mark here. This conversation is an excerpt of our longer discussion about Miley Cyrus's tune, Party in the USA. Here, we talk for a bit about culture shock, and Nicole talks about why she really doesn't like California, or is it Californians? You might be wondering why I don't more vehemently defend my homeland in this conversation, and to that I'd say two things. One, this was not scripted. I was caught off guard. It was a moment of weakness. I apologize. But secondly, you don't need the approval of some podcaster from New England. After all, you've got In-N-Out Burger. Have you ever had this experience where you moved to a new location and had culture shock like that?
Absolutely. I absolutely have. So, like many young white women, I did a study abroad semester in my undergrad, and it changed my life, as it does for many folks. Just kidding. It didn't really that much, but it was fun. And
where?
I went to Ireland.
Oh, wow.
For a semester, and it was awesome. And then I hitchhiked all around Ireland by myself, which was very not safe, but
wow,
very, very fun. And when I came back to America, I had a huge, like, anxiety culture shock moment, for sure.
Coming back home. To New England?
To New England. Because when I was gone, I mean, I went January of 2002. And if you're familiar, podcast listeners, with what was happening social culturally in that moment, that was right after 9/11. And the war in Iraq started when I was over in Ireland. And I was being exposed to BBC News and, like, European news for the first time in my life, and not listening to the American news cycle. And when I came home, everyone had American flags out. And it was so weird because that wasn't the vibe when I left. Like, everything was very pro-patriotism. This was like the time of freedom fries and things like that, like very pro-American. And then I remember going to Target for the first time, and the stores in Ireland, like, there's no, like, big, at that time, there wasn't like a Target. Like, it wasn't really Americanized and very not commercial. And, like, everything was very small. And coming here into, like, this giant big box store with really harsh lighting and, like, rows and rows of product and, like, aisles of checkouts. And it was just, it felt very dystopian. It was really jarring to me,
wow,
that culture shock, just because I wasn't used to it. So.
Quite a time to be absent.
Yeah. And I would
country.
Go to, like, anti-war protests in Ireland and learn very quickly never to open my mouth. Because as soon as they knew I was American, like, people were mean to me.
Oh, wow.
And it was the first time I had this idea of this, you know, it kind of took this cultural relativism piece when I realized like America isn't the default country.
Right.
It was really a broadening experience for me in that moment. So that's not like a lighthearted answer, but you know,
no, it's not. Maybe I should have gone first.
No, I go deep.
Wild. Yeah. I mean, that's, I don't know what to say about a lot of that. I mean, I haven't experienced that. I mean, like I said, quite a time to be absent and then come back.
Yeah.
I don't have anything like that. For me, it was moving here. It was moving from SoCal to here. And I can relate to the Miley experience with her shoes not being suitable, because folks, the Vans or whatever I was wearing, not suitable for shoveling snow in the Boston area in the middle of the winter. So nothing crazy culturally, though. I have to say, like, look, I don't live in South Boston, right? I'm not immersed in stereotypical Matt Damon movie kind of Boston.
Sure.
So it's culturally, it's been pretty similar, except some hilarious accents. Like in my first week teaching at the school I teach at in Boston, there was a student, it was a gen ed like rock and roll history class or something. And I was asking all the students what majors they were. And this one young man, Phaya Science.
Yeah, like, and what are you talking about?
I had to ask this guy, felt so terrible. I had to ask him like three times, oh, fire science. And I finally said it, oh, fire science. Like either I was talking to him like he was dumb or that I was really dumb, because I could not understand this guy's accent for the life of me. So that moment, my first week of teaching in Boston, was I can't talk to half the people here. I might as well be in a different country. But other than that, you know,
the Boston accent is really hard to sound intelligent.
Oh, I don't even know about it. It's like, I don't know. It's like, it's almost like a different language. Do I think people sound unintelligent when they're speaking German? No, it's just, I don't know what they're talking about.
Do you think I have a Boston accent?
You don't have a Boston accent.
I mask it.
You sound, like, are you code switching around me to try to sound like you're from SoCal?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Wait, what?
I don't know. No.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you, most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.
I don't like California. I'll say it.
You don't like, okay.
I don't like people from California.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, that I figured out.
It's just because, like, you're nice but not kind.
Really?
And in Boston, we're kind but not nice.
That's interesting.
Did I ever tell you this theory?
No.
Let me expand on it if we have a minute. And we do. Okay,
maybe this is bonus episode.
Okay, episode.
So let me see that I'm hearing you right. So people in California are nice, not kind, and people in Boston are kind, not nice.
Yes.
So does that mean people act nice but aren't nice in California, and people act rough but are actually generous and stuff in Boston?
Yeah, like I think people in California act nice but won't help you out if you're in a bind. Like if in California, as an example, if I'm a new mom and I'm carrying, trying to like get my baby stroller like down a set of stairs or something, people in California might come up to you and be like, oh my gosh, looks like you're having a lot of trouble with that baby, man. Like, too bad.
Can I tweet about it?
Can I tweet about it? Can I take a picture? And then just keep walking. And people in Boston will see you struggling, help you carry the stroller down the stairs, and then say, like, get your fucking shit together. Take the elevator next time, right? They'll help you out, but bitch at you about it. So they're kind, but not nice about it. And people from California are nice, but they're not kind.
Interesting.
Yeah. It tracks.
I don't know. I mean, I'll compare with driving, right? So the whole masshole thing.
Sure.
The Massachusetts drivers have a really awful reputation, but I haven't actually experienced that much. I've just experienced that the roads are absolutely ridiculously badly designed here.
Yes.
So, And don't tell me, oh, the city's 300 years old.
Well, it is.
Los Angeles existed before the automobile also, right? So there's been plenty of time. Like, that traffic light that takes 7 minutes before it'll even turn green was not designed 300 years ago. So I feel like the differences in jerkiness between the cities has been very overrated in my... So I will say also, Boston is a city of 500,000 people and a few million in the metro area. When you say California, you're talking about millions upon millions of people spread over hundreds of miles.
Like,
so what are you even talking
cultural
about?
Differences too.
Like, what are you even talking about? LA?
I'm talking about like Northern California.
San Francisco.
Yeah, San Francisco, okay. Like Monterey, like up there.
Okay.
Like, I traveled up there and I hated it because everyone's so slow and like wants to chit chat. And I don't want to chit chat. I just want to like get my groceries and get out of the store. I don't want to like small talk all the time. And Boston, like we're not pretending.
Unless it's about snow or about the Pats.
It's too superficial for me. If you right. want to talk about existential psychology, like, yeah, like,
that's right.
get into
well,
it.
And that's what they want to talk about in Portland, Oregon, maybe.
I guess, yeah.
Or Portland, Maine. Right?
Portland, Maine.
The two
also,
Portlands.
Two Portlands, similar.
I don't know. I feel like I should be defending my tribe here a little bit.
Okay.
But it's kind of, I see what you're saying. But also, I'll say this. I lived here with kids.
Sure.
I didn't live in LA with kids. I lived in LA as a grad student, you know, musician playing in clubs, or I lived in San Diego as a kid, right? I lived in the Bay Area as a college student. I live here with two small kids. People help you out when you have
people
two small
help you
kids.
Out, yeah.
If you're saying like they might mouth off or whatever, but people, when they see, you know, a woman with a baby stroller having trouble on the subway stairs, people will help. That's probably true. Were there subways in LA also, except I was there as some 20 something that nobody would have helped, right? And I wouldn't have helped them, right? Because I was in that space, as opposed to in the communal sort of, oh, it's tough out there space that you get when you're a parent with small
sure.
kids.
And I kind of love that culture of parenting that like, when you see people that are pregnant, we all kind of lie to them. People that are about to have their first kid be like, oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be so magical. Like, your life's about to change. It's about to get so much better. And we're just kind of like conning them, like, join us. And then their baby comes and we're like, joke's on you.
Is this like, is it a misery loves company, or is there some like specific desire to increase the birth rate in this country? You're like, we need more humans. Please have more.
I think it's like a one of us type of thing. Like, yeah. come, what, you're one of us now. And it is this weird, like, different culture, this parenting culture.
We've gone quite far afield.
We really went off book here quite a bit.
Off book here.
Well, you'll edit it together to make yeah. it magical.
Never Mind the Music is hosted by Nicole Vacher and me, Mark Papany. I also produce. Please be sure to subscribe and leave us a rating and a review.
And let us know what you think on social media. We're Never Music Pod on all major platforms. You can also send us an email at nevermusicpod@gmail.com. Every so often, we'll do a mailbag episode where we answer all your burning questions, so please send them in. Thanks for listening.
Hey everyone, David here. Severance is back. The Lorehounds are partnering with Properly Howard to bring you in-depth weekly coverage of season 2. Join me, John, Anthony, and Steve as we unpack every twist, theory, and revelation. We've created a dedicated feed just for our Severance coverage. Simply search for Severance Lorehounds in your podcast app, or find the direct link in our link tree. Our weekly episodes dig deep into the show's mysteries, themes, and bigger questions about identity and consciousness that make Severance so compelling. Season Pass and regular community subscribers get ad-free access to our weekly episodes, plus exclusive content like our Supply Closet bonus series, featuring fascinating conversations with experts like the team from Never Mind the Music. We've explored the neuroscience of memory and personality, decoded the hidden meanings in the show's musical themes, and there's much more to come. You'll also get Steve and Anthony's complete season 1 rewatch series. We believe in total transparency with our listeners. And unlike mammalians nurturable, we're happy to share all of our secrets. Find the link for the Severance feed in the show notes below, or search Severance Lorehounds wherever you get your podcasts. Come theorize with us about what's really happening at Lumen.
And remember, the episode you think you're about to hear